Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Catherine.
The U.S. Supreme Court overruled a law last year that stopped states from introducing legal gambling on sports outside of Nevada. Where did Massachusetts go from there after that ruling?
Right. So that was a year ago, and we haven't really made too much progress. Now, lawmakers will tell you that they've been studying the issue and they're taking in a lot of different testimony. That really heated up this week when the Economic Development Committee held back-to-back day-long hearings about this issue, where they really brought in all sorts of different sectors and industries and interest groups and anybody who's anybody, you know, who had anything to say about gambling. Now, leaders have really vowed to get something done. They've said they will address this kind of vacancy in the law. Basically, the idea is the Supreme Court says it's okay for states to allow betting on sports. Therefore, Massachusetts will probably get into that sector in one way or another. So for now, it really is up to that Economic Development Committee, and that's headed by Longmeadow Senator Eric Lesser and Gloucester Representative and Anne Margaret Ferrante, who are really charged with figuring out what a sports betting system should look like.
Right. What are some of the questions that they want to address as they figure this out?
Well, it's kind of important to know that you can't just turn this on. You can't just make it legal all of a sudden, because this really it's not your grandfather's bookmaking in a lot of ways, because online gaming apps mean that pretty much anybody can place bets from pretty much anywhere. And unless the state wants to limit that technology and only have certain kinds of betting in certain places, there's really no limit. So some of the options are to have sports betting, say, only at the state's existing casinos that are, finally getting up and running. And that would kind of ignore the potential of online betting, which, revenue-wise, if you're trying to make tax money off of all of this, those apps and the online factor is probably huger than, the casino in-person kind of betting. And if you go down that track, you got these kind of giants in the mobile sports field, like DraftKings, who want to really swoop in and be like a ready-made betting market to kind of take their games from the fantasy sports payout that they do now into more traditional betting on games and victories, things like that. There's people saying that we should piggyback on the existing Keno system, so that places like sports bars, convenience stores would be able to get in. And also the state lottery kind of wants a piece of this, at least at the regulatory level. So there's a ton of people who kind of want to get in on this sports gambling.
Yeah, a lot of agendas to wade through from stakeholders to find out what would be best for the Commonwealth. Well, professional sports is, of course, we know this, a big deal here in Massachusetts.
Oh. <I know. laughs> Yeah.
Let me state the obvious. So knowing that, though, with this idea of betting on sports, does that mean that the teams here in Boston want to get involved and get in on this as well?
They do, and honestly, for different reasons. So we heard from the NBA and Major League Baseball on day one of these hearings. They're mostly concerned, they say, with the integrity of the sport. They want a hand in regulating this so that their players, coaches, people involved at the league and team level are not manipulating the games. They have more of a Pete Rose scenario in mind, and they want to protect from that. And they also want to get a royalty per bet because it's their product people are betting on. So there's a money factor there.
Of course.
And then the Boston Bruins are an interesting factor because it's essentially the same ownership between the sports team and the Boston Garden, the venue. They have an idea to allow betting through their app while at the Garden. So it's this kind of on-site betting on the game you're watching kind of an idea. That is an interesting one. And so there's all sorts of different conflicts of interest and things that the lawmakers need to vet to see what would be the most efficient, what would have the most profit margin, and really what's fairest and best for the people of Massachusetts.
Right. And speaking of making money, what's the tax potential for something like sports betting for state government?
Right. Well, you got to remember that now the casinos are up here. The state's getting used to that kind of gaming revenue flushing out the budget every year. So the Baker administration pegged sports betting at about $35 million for the early industry if they had legalized it this year. But other estimates have it going much higher. It really depends on how robust a system it is. Let's say they only allow it in casinos versus if they allow a full open internet app system. That latter app system is going to be a lot more popular than the in-house casino model. And we have no idea what the tax rate could be. You know, it could be 5% per bet. It could be 25% per bet. And that's something that they really have to weigh. And this actually gets into something a lot like we saw with marijuana. If you tax it too high, then the black market might keep going. And, you know, everyone admits there is obviously a bookmaking, sports betting black market in Massachusetts. There always has been. If we legalize this, how do we keep those costs low so that we can kind of eradicate or at least greatly diminish that black market?
Right. And because this is a fairly new opportunity for Massachusetts outside of Nevada, I imagine there's not a lot of other models elsewhere across the country that lawmakers can look to kind of figure this out and forecast correctly. It's kind of like blind forecasting, right?
In a way, other states got into this much faster than we did. There's a handful of states, including Rhode Island now, that are legalizing sports betting in a bunch of different ways. Some are doing more of a Nevada model. Others are, you know, looking more at the internet and things like that. So there is a benefit to having waited this year. You know, and leaders up here say that they do want to vote this session. That could mean another year until the end of next summer when they wrap up the session. So they do have time to look at the experience, at least in the first year or two, of other states to see what it is that they are benefiting from. So there's enough time. But again, other markets are coming, and Rhode Island being on the border means that there is an impetus for lawmakers to get something going.
Right, and something going maybe faster than state lawmakers on Beacon Hill are known to do, right?
Ain't that the way.
That's Mike Dean, WCAI State House reporter, talking to us live from Boston. Mike, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Great to be with you.